stew for lunch.
Ow! What do you think about that?
Stew.
It is the ninth day of the fifth month of the year 2012. And today is a day that I got a phone call I did not, well, expect to get at all. I lost a friend, a brother, I don't know how to define it. It's more than just a friend, almost like a family member. Rich and his family took me in almost as a brother. Rich is a brother, will always be a brother to me. Rich Diambala passed away this morning of a apparent heart attack, and got the news, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm completely numb behind it, and I'm just don't know how to say it or what to say, so I'm just going to see where it goes. I'm going to try to do the show as I would do the show. I'm happy to have, I think maybe apropos that we're going to have some food guys on the show today, the brothers from our friends at Luby's, right here in Menards Plaza, Luby's. They've been on here before. We're going to talk to them again. We've got some good news from them. We'll catch up and talk to those fine fellas coming up after 12:15 as we go. So we are going to stand up, get up, do our show. And but I just had to say I am numb behind it, and you know, when we get more information and all that stuff, we'll let people know. Saw him Sunday, and he was excitable. We were talking about our bocce ball banquet coming up next Thursday. And just was real excited about this election. He went all out for Mike Rippe, and from the looks like it, Mike Rippe won his race for county commissioner over Rich Novak, a small vote, very close race, but it looks like apparently that he did win, and it's so sad right now for Carrie and Rich, his children, Amanda and Danny, and just really frustrated. Don't know why this happens. There's no answers for it. It's what life is about, I guess. Just our enjoy the moments that we have here and just keep moving on. It's another member of the radio family here, and we're gonna keep on doing what we do and get it going with a radio styling and all that stuff. So I am, like I said, Easter time. I mean, you guys heard it on Food for Thought. I mean, that's how we do it. I wanted him on the radio because I like talking to him and I like hearing him on the radio. I brought him back on for that purpose, just to hang out with him on Thursdays. He was so excited about his insurance thing. He goes, Michael, I wish I got involved in this insurance thing 30 years ago. I said, well, 30, you know, he did a lot of things in his life. Fought for our country in Vietnam. And raised two great kids. And took care of his mother, who suffered from Alzheimer's for all those years. Rich was a great son to her. Great heart from Rich Diambala. And maybe that's it. Maybe he just gave all of his heart to other people. And Yeah, he's going to be missed, and we're going to keep on rocking and rolling for the radio, stuff like that. So the business of radio is here, and we're going to keep on moving on from that.